as a nation together are going to change our national priorities. We are going to rebuild our inner cities, build affordable housing, create decent schools for our children.
WhisperWatch.com.
Welcome to this Whisper Watch podcast. I'm coming to you today after a week that has been seriously ridiculous in so many ways that I can't even. As you know, the situation with Barack Obama now endorsing Hillary Clinton and endorsing her, even while people in California and New Jersey and New Mexico, Montana, were still voting. This was always going to happen. Trust and believe that. This was always going to happen. Come hell or high water, no matter what, no matter who was running against her, this was going to happen. He was going to endorse her. He wasn't just going to magically see the light. I don't care how wonderful of a candidate Bernie Sanders would have been. He was always going to endorse her. If Bernie Sanders somehow magically managed to fight against all of the voter suppression and whatever, and to get his people, his independents, the ability to vote for him, and he was in the lead, this was always going to happen. If Bernie Sanders was in the same position that Hillary Clinton is now, Barack Obama would have continued to be neutral. He wouldn't have said jack. He was not going to endorse Bernie Sanders. In my opinion, I don't believe it, because Hillary Clinton is his girl. She was his Secretary of State. He owes her, number one, for helping him to get elected and bringing over her people, her Pumas. And number two, she was his Secretary of State. Now, I have my own suspicions about her decisions and her judgment as Secretary of State in relation to Barack Obama, but that's a whole nother story. Maybe I'll get to that later in this podcast. But this was always going to happen because Barack Obama, again, like I said, is compromised. He is just as compromised as she is in a lot of ways. And she claimed, or she still claims, that she's going to be the one to make sure that his legacy stays intact, i.e. the decisions that she makes are going to be similar to his policy positions while he was in office, thus, you know, continuing his legacy. What Bernie Sanders was asking people to understand is that's not good enough. That is not good enough. And there were a bunch of people completely just with their head in the sand. It's Obama, Obama, Obama. And anybody who questions anything that Barack Obama has done must just hate Barack Obama because he's black. So we're going to go against whoever that is. And you can feel how you want to feel. You grown. But I think that's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. And I ain't taking it back. Like just like you got your opinion, I got mine. If you don't understand how desperate things are right now for so many people, I can't make you understand that. All you got to do is open up your goddamn eyes. Barack Obama as president, as your first black president, do you have less check cashing places in your goddamn neighborhood? Do you have less liquor stores in your neighborhood? Is your neighborhood safer? Is crime down in your neighborhood? Are less people getting shot on your block? If so, congratulations to you. But a whole hell of a lot of black neighborhoods are the same or worse, even with Barack Obama as president. And nobody's saying that he didn't even try. Nobody, you know what? I can't even say that because I don't know what he tried. It is the system that ensures that he cannot effectively change anything. And that's what Bernie Sanders is pointing to. Your problem is not the deck chairs. It's the fact that you ran into a goddamn iceberg and your empire is sinking. Unless you change. Unless you figure out something. You need to save as many people as possible and change this damn system. Because the system will not allow, no matter who you put up there. Even if this were Michelle Obama about to become president, she still has to deal with the same damn Wall Street compromised system that exists. She would still have to figure out how to move and how to maneuver in the same type of system. And Sanders is pointing to you and to everybody, shining a light on the problem. The problem is the root. You need to pull that shit up by the root, or else nothing you do on the ends is gonna change anything. You're still going to be in the same situation. You can dress up neoliberalism in a black woman's body and it's still neoliberalism. You can cape neoliberalism in the first black president's body, but it's still neoliberalism. Ain't a goddamn thing changed. What has significantly changed in your life and in your neighborhood? Now, if you managed to get a job with the Clinton Foundation, if your sorors and your frat buddies managed to come up in the world because they have some type of Clinton connection, okay, then there's nothing I can say to you. You're eating with the help of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I can't talk you out of seeing that any other way than the way you see it, all right? That's direct to you. Okay, then. All right, it's whatever. Support your girl. But for a whole hell of a lot of us, a whole hell of a lot of us are still in the same situations that we were in before the first black president. And some of us are in worse situations. Even with the first black president, even with Obamacare or the ACA, whatever you prefer to call it, some of us are still up shit creek. Some of us are still ass out. Some of us are still SOL. So when he comes out and endorses Hillary Clinton, who is just compromised in all types of ways, the financial entanglements, like I said, the financial entanglements with the Clinton Foundation, this email server scandal, and it's not just some random scandal. That's significant. There is something that's significant that happened for the FBI to have an open investigation, okay? No matter what the results of the investigation are, there is an open investigation of what the hell happened there. There were over 30,000 deleted emails. Like, what the f*** happened there? And your beloved Barack, your beloved brother Barack, endorsed a candidate who was currently under FBI investigation. I cannot express to you my disappointment. And yeah, you know, if you listen to me, I always say I'm never disappointed in politicians because I expect politicians to act like politicians. Well, Barack Obama is an exception to that. I expected more from him. So when I say I am supremely disappointed, and I have been supremely disappointed for years now, I mean that in all seriousness. And this is a man who endorses Hillary Clinton. Not only the first female nominee, looks like, of a major party, she's also the first nominee to be currently under FBI investigation to get an endorsement from a sitting president. Just think about that. It's important. It's not something that you can just brush off and act like it ain't important. It is important. It does matter. So he endorses her while people are voting, basically, you know, sending the signal that this is the person that I want to succeed me. This is the person I want to hold this office after me. So if you come after her, then you're coming after me. That's why I was suspicious of how quickly everything happened. California primary results aren't even finished yet. 2 million votes are still being counted. What, 2.5 or 2.6 million votes are still being counted. But you don't care about that, Barack Obama. You don't care. You want your girl to win. If Bernie Sanders won California by 70%, you were still going to endorse Hillary Clinton because you were shooting the video while people were still voting, while the polls were still open. So you had no idea what the results would be unless you did. And that's a whole nother issue. Don't get me started on that. Don't go down that rabbit hole because you might not come out. Let's not go there at this second. But then Joe Biden comes out. And the current progressive hero, Elizabeth Warren, comes out immediately. But not only did Barack Obama endorse Hillary Clinton and was shooting a video before, as people were voting in California, he also immediately met with Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Now, she would be the one who decides whether or not Hillary Clinton gets indicted and whether or not the Justice Department pursues a case against Hillary Clinton for what she did. Okay. Why do you think he immediately met with Loretta Lynch after he endorsed Hillary Clinton? You have your head up your ass if you think those two things are in no way, shape, or form connected. It would be a gigantic problem for Hillary Clinton to be prosecuted by the federal government after the sitting president has endorsed her for president. And that's another example. Somebody, who posted this on Twitter? Somebody posted on Twitter that Hillary Clinton's current position is a perfect example of white privilege because she can be under FBI investigation and still not have that keep her from becoming the nominee of a major party. And that's 100% correct. Do you think that Barack Obama would have gotten anywhere if he were under FBI investigation in 2008 and trying to run for president? They'd have looked at him like he done lost his damn mind. And they would have used that as an excuse that no matter what, no matter his policy positions, no matter what was going on, they were never going to put him in that position of power to begin with. I don't care how much money he took from Wall Street, it just would not have happened, okay? So for her to be sitting here as, I mean, in real trouble, and this is regardless of whatever they decide to do. issue. Even if they decide to bury this investigation and act like nothing happened in public, you still have a situation where the investigation happened by the FBI and everybody, including progressives, act like it didn't matter. Act like we should have just ignored it. Act like it has nothing to do with anything and that you were stupid and childish for even bringing that shit up. And I think it was because it's just her. Because you never would have accepted that from Bernie Sanders either. You never would have let it go. Especially even if, on the flip side, if this were Donald Trump under FBI investigation, it would be the first thing out of every Clinton surrogate's mouth. How can anybody vote for this man who is currently under FBI investigation? You see the problem. You see the way that they've gone after Trump, you. You see the way they went after that. And how they're trying to make that the issue, or one of the issues that is wrong with Trump and why you cannot trust him. But on the flip side, when it's your person, when it's your team, when it's your girl, when you're with her, then no matter what she does or what she has done, it's not going to matter because you want to win. You want to be with a winner. You want to make history. And so nothing else matters. And then you want everybody who has anything to say that's different from your opinion to just shut up and fall in line if they're on your side. And you want to guilt them into staying submissive to her by threatening a Trump presidency. Well, I am over that emotional blackmail, let me tell you. And I'm sitting here as a person who was blue no matter who. Yeah, that was me. I was that rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, it doesn't matter. Just so long as the person is a Democrat, it doesn't matter. Bernie Sanders is the same as Hillary, right? That used to be me. But now I know better. But I'm not as stupid as I used to be, I guess, about what the hell happened, about this woman's history, about her past, about her policy positions, about the way she moves, the way she does things. I am over that shit. And I am over my massive support for Barack Obama. Like this Clinton endorsement, I swear to God, the way this whole thing went down, this was like the last straw. I already had one foot out the door. Like, look, bruh. What are you going to do about this, and this, specifically in relation to a number of communities that you have purposely ignored or you have guilted into not even asking you to be more responsive to their needs? Really, what's it all about? What's going on? What's really going on? Okay. And so this was like the last straw for me. The way this whole thing played out, how Barack Obama could endorse somebody he said will say anything to get elected. How do you endorse the candidate that compared you to George Bush, that said that your candidacy was a fairy tale, that mocked you by saying once he gets elected, the sky will open up and all will be right with the world. I remember all of that, all of it. And just because you forgave her, that doesn't mean we all forgot how that whole thing went down. Okay, push that aside. This woman is responsible for the thing that you said is your biggest regret for your presidency, which is Libya and how that whole thing went down and how there was no planning for the aftermath of removing Gaddafi. She is the one who talked you into that and getting involved in that and doing it her way, according to reports. But this is a woman that you turn around and endorse. There's something more to this. I don't know what they got on you, bruh. At this point, I'm suspicious of all y'all asses. I mean that. I promise you. This is not just some random, oh, I'm just rambling because my candidate is not the nominee. No, this is serious business. The way y'all have moved this past week sets up suspicion. I wasn't suspicious of any of this. I was like, well, you know, maybe Barack Obama would be like, you know, okay, since she's the nominee, then I'll go ahead and support her. But Brad, you shooting videos. You're shooting endorsement videos before the largest, most populated state in the nation has even finished voting. The polls are still open and you shooting a fucking video. Votes haven't been counted yet and you shooting a fucking video. How can people not be suspicious? How can they not be suspicious? Anyway, I'll talk to y'all on the other side of this break. Back in a moment.
The following is a clip from Democracy Now!
5 years ago this month, the United States and allied nations began bombing Libya, striking forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The Obama administration said the strikes were needed to enforce a no-fly zone and to protect Libyan protesters who took to the streets as part of the Arab Spring. Inside the Obama administration, there was a deep division over whether the U.S. should intervene militarily. One of the most hawkish members of Obama's cabinet was Hillary Clinton, then the Secretary of State. The New York Times Times has just published two major pieces looking at Clinton's role pushing for the bombing of Libya. The special report is titled The Libya Gamble. In a moment, we'll be joined by Scott Shane, one of the report's co-authors, but first a video package produced by The New York Times.
Hillary Clinton's role in the military intervention that ousted Muammar Gaddafi in Libya is getting new scrutiny as she runs for president. The U.S. relationship with Libya has long been complicated. Colonel Gaddafi, who ruled from 1969 until 2011, was an eccentric dictator linked to terrorism. Still, when he gave up his nuclear program a decade ago and provided information about al-Qaeda, he became an ally of sorts. In 2009, when Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State, she welcomed one of Colonel Gaddafi's sons to Washington.
We deeply value the relationship between the United States and Libya.
But 2 years later, when Colonel Gaddafi threatened to crush the Arab Spring protests in Libya, she helped persuade President Obama to join other countries in bombing his forces to prevent a feared massacre.
This operation has already saved many lives, but the danger is far from over.
The military campaign ended up ousting Colonel Gaddafi, and Secretary Clinton was welcomed to Libya on a victory tour. A few days later, Colonel Gaddafi was killed by opposition fighters.
We came, we saw, he died.
But the new Western-backed government proved incapable of uniting Libya.
That Secretary Clinton is too much into regime change and a little bit too aggressive without knowing what the unintended consequences were. Yes, we could get rid of Saddam Hussein, but that destabilized the entire region. Yes, we could get rid of Gaddafi, a terrible dictator, but that created a vacuum for ISIS. Yes, we could get rid of Assad tomorrow, but that would create another political vacuum that would benefit ISIS. So I think, yeah, regime change is easy. Getting rid of dictators is easy. But before you do that, you got to think about what happens the day after.
Hillary Clinton has allegedly won California with 2.5 million ballots still to be counted. Let me say that again. They declared Hillary Clinton the winner of the California primary between herself and Senator Bernie Sanders with 2 million plus votes left to be counted. And everything worked in quick succession. After that, Barack Obama comes out and endorses her, and Elizabeth Warren endorses her, and Joe Biden endorses her, and everything's fine and everything's cool, and we're just gonna roll on like nothing happened, nothing to see here. We're just gonna let it go. And I don't think the establishment understands, and I'm talking about establishment politics and establishment media, I don't think they have a full grasp on the nature of what has just happened and how people will respond to what just happened. I see all over people just being suspicious as f**k because of the way that this played out. Monday, the AP poof pal magically finds enough delegates to declare Hillary Clinton the nominee, even before California and New Jersey votes. Okay, so essentially on the media that Hillary Clinton is the winner. She's won the Democratic primary, and it doesn't, essentially saying that it doesn't matter for you to get your ass out and vote against her because she's already won it anyway. So, oh, whatever. Okay, so come Tuesday, when the California primary happens, people are out voting, and some of them probably stayed home. I don't know how many. Some people probably stayed home because they thought it was over. Thanks, AP. But you also had Barack Obama already on that day, as people were going to the polls and voting, already shooting the video of his endorsement of Hillary Clinton. I mean, already shooting. Already had to go. Like, it would not have mattered what happened in California. Like, they already had this. They already had it set. They already had it locked. No matter what the f*** was going to happen, no matter how many people came out and voted for Bernie Sanders, they were going to make sure that Hillary Clinton got that nomination. That's the way it seems. Everything happened too quickly for me to be anything other than suspicious. You already had your Elizabeth Warren endorsement lined up. Elizabeth Warren didn't just roll out of bed Wednesday morning and say, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and endorse Hillary Clinton. No, that ain't how it worked. To you, as you're sitting here watching your television screen, that everything just fell into place and that people just saw the light and magically started to endorse Hillary Clinton. No, boo-boo, no. And if the establishment media thinks that we're all too stupid to ask questions and to be suspicious about this entire thing, you are out of your damn mind. And if you think everybody is going to just line up and fall behind Hillary Clinton because Democratic unity, you are out of your mind. You don't understand why we support him if you think that this is all about falling behind a winner, allegedly. People support Bernie Sanders, and I'll include myself in that, because of the issues. It ain't because he's tall and handsome and has a great smile like Barack Obama. It isn't because he's the new hope of a generation like Barack Obama was, or we thought he was in 2008. It ain't about that. It is specifically about the issues, about universal health care, about free tuition at public colleges and universities, about decriminalizing marijuana, about demilitarizing of police departments all over this country, about paying attention to the needs of the Native Americans and their culture, their history. It's about Latinos not having their family split up because some are, quote, legal and some are not. There are a lot of issues that Bernie Sanders supports. And people came around to supporting him because he supports those issues. He fights for those issues. He makes those issues a priority. Okay? So for everybody who thinks that every Democrat or even the majority of Bernie Sanders supporters are just going to sit down and shut up, then you got another thing coming, because this is a different era. This ain't 2008. I will say it over and over again. Every dumbass pundit that you see who gets in front of a camera and is on your TV screen telling you this is just like 2008, roll your eyes and give them the side eye, because they don't know what the f*** they talking about. In 2008, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were arguing with each other over all types of situations. They were doing whatever, tearing each other down. If you want to call that nasty, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But it was fundamentally different than 2016. Right now, the difference between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is about the very infrastructure of the system in which we live. Our system of government and what supports that system and how it should be handled in the future. It's like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were both taking money from Wall Street in 2008. They were both compromised by Wall Street in 2008. What you have in 2016 is one candidate who is compromised by Wall Street. She's the Wall Street darling. She's the one that is taking millions of dollars in speaking fees, quote unquote speaking fees, the donations from different businesses to the Clinton Foundation and all of this other crap. You have one candidate who is compromised in that way. And then you have Bernie Sanders, who was able to run a campaign with the support of regular everyday folk who don't have super PACs, who are not lobbyists, who are not big bundlers. They are not hedge fund managers. You know what I'm saying? So you have a fundamental difference in the candidates who are running for this office. If you think that I am in a situation at this point in time where I am just going to hold my nose and vote for a compromised person who I know for a fact will look at Wall Street's needs before mine, you are out of your goddamn mind. And I don't care. And this is another thing. I don't care how you personally feel about me. When people post, I see a lot of this on Twitter, when people post that they don't feel Hillary, they are not going to vote for Hillary, they get responses from Hillary supporters saying that they're just bitter and that they're just childish and sore losers. And I'm like, and then they have that argument. You know, they go back and forth about this, that, and the other. And I am the type of person where I don't give two f's what you think about me. You don't know me. You ain't paying my bills. So I don't care if you think I'm childish or bitter. That means nothing to me. If you want me to support your candidate will have to figure out how to be a different person. And I mean that in all sincerity. I mean it. As sure as I'm sitting here talking to you through this microphone, I mean that shit. Like, I am not completely opposed to somebody who actually has the policies that I am looking for. the policies that I'm looking for them to push, the policies that I need in place to help make my life, my family's life, and my future children's lives better. I am not opposed to somebody who has those policies, but don't come in my face at all thinking that I'm going to be scared enough of Donald Trump to vote for somebody who I know is compromised up the wazoo with all types of entanglements, all types of examples of her lack of judgment, all types of fake fuckery. I don't have time for that anymore. And maybe this has something to do with the fact that after I voted for Barack Obama, I'm 8 years older, 7, 8 years older now. My priorities are different now. I don't care that a candidate is making history now. I need for a candidate who understands the needs of regular everyday folk. I swear to God, I need somebody who understands that. Bernie Sanders understands that on a very, very direct level. And he has proven that with his consistency for decades and decades. You don't have to guess where Bernie Sanders is on Social Security, on Medicaid, on Medicare for all, i.e. universal healthcare, on college tuition, on subsidies to big agribusinesses and tax cuts for big banks. You don't have to guess where he is. You know where he is. And you know what he's going to fight for, because that's what he's been doing this whole time. And he has the judgment to not make stupid ass decisions. So it's going to take more than just the media trying to convince everybody that everybody else is united behind Hillary. I don't buy that for a minute. Don't come in my face telling me that the Democrats are united. That's the current media narrative. Dems unite around Hillary. Republicans are in disarray. That's the media narrative. And everything that they are saying right now is built around that. That's the narrative. Dems are united. That means, and think about this, Democrats are allegedly united, but Hillary Clinton has done absolutely nothing to reach out in a substantial, concrete way to Bernie Sanders' supporters. Think about what has changed between now and the California primary. What has she done to substantially reach out to Bernie Sanders supporters? Nothing. Not a goddamn thing has changed, but all of a sudden you think everybody is just going to fall in line behind Hillary Clinton because that's what happened in 2008. I'm telling you, to understand the nature of the support for Bernie Sanders, until you do that, you're not going to understand what's about to happen to your candidate. If Hillary Clinton does what she has done these past few days, which seemingly is to completely ignore building substantial, concrete ways to reach out to Bernie Sanders supporters. And I'm not just talking about lip service. Don't do that. Please tell your girl not to do that, because we will see through that in 2 seconds, especially coming from her. But to make concrete plans to reach out to Bush donors and to the GOP, to have, you know, a set thing in place, a organization of people coming up with ways for you to reach out to Republicans and to Republican donors, but nothing to reach out to, 46-47% of your base who voted for Bernie Sanders over you? Some of them did it even knowing or even thinking that you were going to win this nomination anyway, and they still didn't vote for her ass. I don't know how else to express it. This is a problem, Democrats. A problem that you keep ignoring. And when people call your ass out, your response is to personally insult them, to personally try to police their behavior, to guilt them into seeing it your way and doing what you want them to do, even if she does nothing to change her policy. And I'm telling you, that period of time is over. It is over. If I'm pissed off, and I'm not, I don't have a background in political science or public relations or all of this other stuff that y'all deal with. If I'm pissed off after seeing this going on, I know there are so many people who are upset and angry, and they're not upset or angry because they lost per se. They're upset and angry because the same type of system and the same type of machinery is in place to make sure that nothing changes, to make sure that everything is the goddamn same, and people are over it. And this is not just under a Barack Obama administration, okay? There are people who needed change to happen 10 years ago. 15 years ago, 20 years ago. People have been struggling for a very long time in this country, and a hell of a lot of them started to struggle in 2008. And then they saw the hope and change message from the awesome sainted Barack Obama. And we put all our hopes and our dreams into this allegedly progressive human being. And then he got elected and did absolutely nothing about the stranglehold that Wall Street has over this nation, over Congress. I mean, didn't even try. I don't expect you to be Superman, but I at least expect you to call out bullshit when it happens or when you see it. You didn't even look to Wall Street to see who needs to be prosecuted for breaking laws that put this entire world in peril. Didn't even look their way, honey. Just said, whatever. We just gonna move on like nothing happened. And I'll be goddamned if I'm not now suspicious that that had something to do with the fact that you were compromised, Barack Obama, by taking a bunch of money from Wall Street. I didn't care about that before this 2016 race. I didn't care about that. I was like, well, whatever, you know, that's what Republicans do. Not Obama. He's awesome. That was basically the thought process. Not Obama. Obama's magic. He can take millions of dollars from Wall Street and, you know, and still be a decent person. Well, this has nothing to do about whether or not you're a decent human being. This has to do with what you stand for, what you get up and fight for, what you push, what you want to change for the better and for the future of this nation. That's what it has to do with. And now as I sit here talking to you, it looks like we're going to have a race between a multimillionaire with ties to Wall Street and a billionaire with ties to Wall Street, who's a fucking monster. Back in a moment.
The following is a clip from ABC News.
Elizabeth Warren is now a senator, and she's not worried about being a Washington insider.
The game is rigged to work for those who already have money and power. Working families, they're not looking for a handout. They just want a level playing field.
In fact, a new study shows the rich in this country getting richer since the recession. The top 1% now taking in 22% of income in this country.
The following is a clip from The Young Turks.
At this late juncture, I don't mind her endorsing Hillary Clinton at all. I don't mind her being her VP. I think, in fact, Hillary Clinton would be nuts not to pick Elizabeth Warren as her VP.
Here's what's and that's another part of it that actually does rub me the wrong way. Hillary Clinton is going to use, and use is the right word in this context, use Warren to push this notion that, hey, I have this progressive running mate. See, I want to reach out to those Sanders supporters, right? Yep. And hopefully Sanders supporters are smart enough to understand that the president, the vice president, really has no power and really has no influence. Let's keep that real too, okay?
I wonder on air is that they're going to humor you.
That's exactly right, and it really bothers me.
And so just because the last couple of presidents have heard out their vice presidents doesn't mean this president has to. She has no obligation. You're not going to get Hillary Clinton to change her position on banking. You're just not going to be able to do it. She's taken too much money. She's too wedded to those positions. She's had those positions for way too long. It's ingrained in her identity.
Right.
If Elizabeth Warren thinks, well, I can convince her over lunch, you're not playing her. She's playing you. Now, having said that, I still like a progressive close to the president. I'd still rather have a progressive vice president than a conservative or a moderate or a corporatist vice president. So I'd still rather have it be Warren. The only reason why I might not want it to be Warren is to reserve her for a primary run against Hillary Clinton in 2020. And that might be the ultimate reason why Hillary Clinton does pick her to be her VP, to eliminate that possibility.
Welcome back to the Whisper Watch podcast. I am so glad that you are still listening because I am just trying. I'm trying to be calm, and I really waited a couple of days because if I would have done this podcast the day after the California primary Wednesday, it would have been full of nothing but me going screaming at the top of my lungs and nothing but curse words because the shenanigans that were going on that night, child. And the following day, I just don't even know what to say. But let's get into this issue of progressive hero Elizabeth Warren endorsing the Wall Street darling Hillary Clinton. What was so interesting about it is that people who are in the media and Bernie Sanders supporters have a different view of Elizabeth Warren's power to persuade Sanders supporters to come on to Hillary Clinton's ship, to board her ship, okay? And I don't understand what the media doesn't understand. There were people side-eyeing Elizabeth Warren when she did not endorse Bernie Sanders before the Massachusetts primary. So they already had it in their mind to be suspicious of what was really going on. Why was she neutral? Bernie Sanders is the physical embodiment of every policy that she's pushed for. Every policy, everything that's wrong with the country. Bernie Sanders sees that, and that's why he ran for president. So it would make sense that Elizabeth Warren would endorse Sanders very early on, because he is the physical embodiment, again, like I said, the physical embodiment of every policy that she stands for. So why wouldn't you endorse him, right? No. No, baby, no. Bernie Sanders may be an anomaly, because Elizabeth Warren, at the end of the day, didn't have the guts to stand up and support him publicly. She put, seemingly, her political position and her political power in the Senate over standing up for the candidate who supports her issues. She straddled that fence. She sat on her hands, whatever you want to call it, and didn't endorse anybody until it was obvious who was going to win. And in the wake of that, a lot of people started to do a little bit of research and, you know, sort of look into what could be the reason. Some people are speculating that maybe there was talk of Elizabeth Warren being added to the ticket as VP if she stayed out of this. Maybe Elizabeth Warren lacks the courage of her convictions, and she is, like all the rest of them, a politician who will say what she needs to say. Now, I don't know if that's the reason. It may be that she was one way before she got elected and got that power and saw how things worked and wanted to keep it. She wants to keep that power. Imagine Elizabeth Warren endorsing Bernie Sanders and him being in the position now, and then she would be on the Clinton hit list. The political hit list that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody, some people don't think exists, but the political vengeance hit list. She wanted to stay off that list. That is very plausible to me. That is very plausible to me. But if that's the reason, then say that's the reason. Don't act like you're a big bad progressive and you finna get out here. You got policies that you want to push, but you still acting a damn fool. You're still moving and behaving and making decisions the way a regular politician moves, behaves, and makes decisions. Because that's what it looks like. Like, I don't know how else to analyze this. You are endorsing the candidate who has Wall Street ties, who has taken millions of dollars from Wall Street and speaking fees and donations to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this is the person. She, Hillary Clinton, is the embodiment of what's wrong with the type of close relationship that Wall Street has to politics. But that's who you endorse over the candidate who has all of your policy positions, or damn near, or the policy positions we think you have. See, this is what we're getting into. Maybe Elizabeth Warren just wasn't the person that we thought she was. Maybe she has always been slightly more neoliberal than we thought she was. She has some policies that regular people need. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, she wants to protect her power just a little bit more than she wants to make sure that your kids go to free public colleges and universities. Maybe she wants to protect her power just a little bit more than she cares about universal health care. Maybe she wants to protect her power just a little bit more than she wants to decrease student loans and the debt from that. Again, politicians, man, like, I don't. And the corporate media, the establishment media, however you want to refer to them, they are, again, like they always do, completely missing the point. They have their narrative that sainted Elizabeth Warren will be able to bring over every Bernie Sanders supporter without making any type of mention that a lot of those same people have long since become suspicious of Elizabeth Warren when she shut her mouth and didn't endorse Bernie Sanders during this race. The corporate media is always ridiculous. And in this case with Elizabeth Warren, I think they have greatly overestimated her power to bring Bernie Sanders supporters over to Hillary Clinton. I think you have overestimated her power in that. And I posted this on Twitter. I think the corporate media has overestimated her power to bring us to heel. I said it. You want to bring us the heel? You ain't going to do it with Elizabeth Warren. Let me tell you that right now. Not after this race has gone down the way it's gone down. And see, this is what's so special about Bernie Sanders running in 2016. That dude has illuminated so much. He has highlighted so much. He has put the spotlight on things that a lot of us didn't pay any attention to. Like, we all thought that this system would work. You just had to have enough people on your side in order to make it work. But what he has shown us, and thank God for it, that it does not matter how you rearrange the deck chairs. It doesn't matter what face you put on neoliberalism. There is something wrong with the goddamn system. The way everything is structured, the way everything is set up, how they've made the rules, the infrastructure of this Democratic primary, and how they picked certain dates for certain states to vote, and how they made sure that certain groups of people like independents couldn't vote in certain states. Like, I will put this on everything. If independents were allowed to vote in New York, Bernie Sanders would have won that state. Period. He still got 42, 46% in her home state, in Wall Street's base of operations. He still pulls over 40% of that vote without his independents being allowed to vote for him. And all of this was set up to be a certain way. All of it was set up to be a certain way. They didn't actually think that this would get as far as it got. But if it did, they had already had their little bombs set to go off to keep a grassroots candidate from being the Democratic nominee. This was all set up, honey. Ain't nothing you can tell me. And I don't give a damn how you feel about who I am as a person. I don't care if you think this is childish. I don't care if you think this is just bitterness or anger. I don't care how condescending you decide to be in response to what I am saying. That is not of any importance to me. The issue here is that we have a system that has failed so many people. And that's true whether or not you think I'm childish. We have a system that is rotten. And that's true whether or not you think I'm bitter. We have a system that is controlled by people with a lot of fucking money, by Wall Street interests. And that is true whether or not you think I'm a sore loser. All of that shit is true, regardless of your personal opinion of Bernie Sanders supporters. And then we have to deal with our alleged progressives wrapping themselves around a neoliberal to cape for her, because they're gonna get something out of it at the end of the day. I don't do people who sell me out for their own personal interests. If you are trying to protect your personal power as a politician over the needs of every regular human being in this country, then I don't give a damn what label you put on your politics. I don't trust you, progressive Elizabeth Warren. At this point, I don't trust you because I'm going by your actions and not your words. It took a lot to get me here. There are a lot of people that I used to adore. I used to watch them every day. Even if they were on corporate media, I thought that somehow they had managed to insulate themselves from these very creeping corporate attitudes, these corporate agendas. I thought that they had managed to be magic, basically. And that includes Elizabeth Warren. Ironically, I thought Bernie Sanders was the standard politician and that Elizabeth Warren was magic. Turns out it was the exact opposite. Who knew? Who the f*** knew? And that's why I'm so thankful, no matter what happens from this day forward, I am so thankful that Bernie Sanders decided to run in this race. This man has changed people. People who were not concerned about politics. People who had stepped out of politics altogether and just said, I don't care. They're all crooks. They're all, you know, ridiculous. They all got their hands in somebody's pocket. And so I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to worry with these people. I'm not going to fool with them because they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. Those people, a significant number of people who felt like that became Bernie Sanders supporters. They became involved in the political process again. It became something that they wanted to do. It became important to them to know who was running in their races, who was running in local government, whether you know, what they stood for, what they were going to push for. All that became more important than it used to be. You see what I mean? You started to see how this country could evolve into a better nation because Bernie Sanders decided to run. And now we're stuck with trying to figure out what happened. And there are too many things that don't make sense still to this day. Like, how the f*** do you call California when you haven't even counted 2.5 million votes? They're still counting votes in California. They're still counting votes in California. We don't even know the final tally. I think as somebody tweeted an update from an official source that Bernie Sanders has now pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton in Santa Barbara County, if I'm remembering correctly, because those ballots are being counted. They're still counting. You know what I mean? There is a significant possibility. There's an actual possibility that Bernie Sanders won California. But when you say that to a Clinton supporter, it's, oh, get over it. Oh, you're a slower loser. Oh, let it go and move on. These are the same people that acted a goddamn fool when George Bush stole the 2000 election. When the Supreme Court stepped in and stopped the recount, these people acted a goddamn fool, lost their mind, said, how could you do that? All votes need to count. But when it comes to people in California, and because a person that you like is in the lead, all of a sudden it does not matter who those people voted for. Just move on. It doesn't matter who California voted for. Their votes don't count. That's the problem that I have. That's the idea that I cannot stand. If you are gonna be against this shit, be against it in every form, even if your people the one who doing it. Just because your candidate, your girl, Madam Secretary, yes, is in the lead or is gonna win this primary, it matters. Everybody who voted matters. Is we all gonna matter or ain't we? I'm from the South, honey, so sometimes I got to say it like that. Is we all gonna count or ain't we? And I mean that it matters. If it matters when Republicans are stealing votes and engaging in election fraud and voter suppression, if it matters when they're doing it, then it matters whether or not somebody is doing it on our side. It's important that we know who won. Otherwise, what are we voting for? Whoever wants to win can just pretend like they won and just ignore the votes of everybody else. So, I mean, don't come in my face and expect me to look the other way. I'm just going to tell you real quick. If it were Bernie Sanders winning California, quote, winning California with 2.5 million votes still left to be counted, I would have been looking at y'all like y'all crazy. Like, wait a minute. Y'all don't know that this man won. Come on now. We need to count all the votes to see what really happened, because it matters. Things were proportional in the Democratic side. So it matters to count all votes to see who will get the most delegates. Okay. I understand that. Why the hell don't you, as a Clinton supporter? Why the hell don't you understand how important it is for everybody's vote to count? And that's irrespective of who will win. Even if Bernie Sanders wins California, he is still in the situation that he's in. But it is still important to make sure that everybody votes. Get off of your hypocritical ass high horse and apply this situation to any other situation in the world. If this were Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and somebody said Trump won California with 2.5 million votes left to be counted, y'all goddamn hair would be on fire. It would have been news stories and endless tweets and endless posts to Facebook about this, that, and the other. And how can they not count all the votes? How can they call a winner before all the votes are in? Now, I don't know if the fix is in, but I would not be shocked. What I do know is that they cannot afford for Bernie Sanders to have any type of power, any type of significant power, because he's upsetting the apple cart. He's rousing the peasants. He's telling the peasants that this doesn't have to be your reality. That government belongs to you and not them. All you got to do is rise up and claim it. And they cannot afford that type of person to have any type of power in this country, because he will significantly use the federal government, which is made up of everybody in this bitch, to make sure that they don't run roughshod over everybody and everything. So like I said, I don't know what's going to happen from this day forward. But I'm telling you right now, you have a problem. Clinton supporters, Hillary Clinton allies in the media, the Clinton campaign, you have a problem. The Clinton camp has a problem because of her history and the decisions she's made and her judgment, her financial entanglements and all of that. Clinton supporters, you have a problem because you supported the weaker of the two candidates against the Republican nominee. That's just the way it is, whether you want to accept it or not, whether you're trying to make history or not. You supported the weaker of the two candidates. your Clinton media allies, the people in the media who have some type of ties with Hillary Clinton or were rooting for her to win, you have a problem because you have a fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of Bernie Sanders' support. You have a fundamental misunderstanding of the difference between 2008 and 2016. You've already completely misunderstood the temperament of the Republican base, and they put what many people consider to be a fucking monster as the head of their party. And like I said, monsters don't move like regular politicians. That makes them 1,000 times more dangerous. Donald Trump doesn't have to do anything but get just enough people to be suspicious of the candidate that you chose, Clinton supporters, as your nominee. There only has to be one incident of messiness with the Clinton Foundation. One. And everything else becomes suspect because of who she is. Donald Trump only has to say one thing, one coherent thing about Libya to get people to question her ability to run this country with regards to foreign policy. He only has to say one thing about Honduras, is that she tacitly supported, or she in some way supported, the coup that destabilized that country and sent women and children crying for help to the southern border of the United States. I've said this before, but I feel like the Democratic Party is playing on the train tracks. You on the train tracks, you playing around and you think everything is fine. You're having a great time. Isn't this wonderful? This is so much fun. This is new and exciting. And the rest of us are like pointing to that train and saying, get off of the fucking track. Get off the tracks, honey. You about to be hit if you don't move out of the way. And then you turn to us like we crazy, like we hallucinating. Like we just pulling some out of the sky. We're just hallucinating. Y'all are in trouble. And I say y'all because the way I feel about the Democratic Party right now, and I have been voting Democrat since I registered to vote straight out of high school. And baby, y'all are in trouble. Like I said, you better hope that Trump's entire existence implodes. And then maybe she can get in the White House. And then you better hope that she poof pow magically turns into some type of FDR Democrat. Because what is in front of you is what is already behind you. You thought you was going to get one set of policies and one type of person in a Bill Clinton presidency. And you got a bunch of Republican policies, a bunch of Republican legislation, a bunch of Republican laws caped in a Democrat. Glass-Steagall gone. A Democrat signed that into law. The Telecommunications Act, a Democrat signed that into law to make it possible for one person to own a bunch of different media outlets, to gut progressive and liberal voices on the radio and on TV. A Democrat did that, honey, not the GOP. A Democrat signed welfare reform into law, which threw a bunch of needy women into minimum wage, and it made it unable for them to support their families and their children with that money. Or they were working all the time and couldn't spend that time raising their kid the way that they wanted to. A Democrat passed laws that put a generation of black men in prison. So don't expect me to step back and act like, oh, because any Dem will do, and so Hillary Clinton is also any Dem and she'll do. Don't expect everybody to feel that way now. Like I said, you may have got me last year before I became smarter, but now I know too much. And I see nothing but trouble ahead because y'all had steak. Y'all had the option to order steak for the same price as your regular bologna sandwich. But you didn't want the steak because, you know, you don't know how the steak tastes. It may be, you know, it may not be done. It may be overly seasoned. I don't know about this steak. So I'm going to stick to my regular bologna sandwich. And that's the way I feel. Y'all ordered a bologna sandwich. Don't be shocked if you get a bologna sandwich. You had the option of ordering steak for the same price, but you chose the bologna sandwich. Okay, then. And when I point out the fact that you ordered a bologna sandwich, don't get a fucking attitude with me or any other Bernie Sanders supporter who says, look, this is what you wanted. This happened because you ordered it when you had the option for something better. I just think it's pathetic. This whole race, this whole situation has been pathetic. I don't do being satisfied with the devil I know. I don't do that anymore. That's old me. That's last year's me. I see the potential of this nation now. I see how we can change things for the better and how they should be, how government should be responsive to the American people. So I don't do all I can get. What did Sister Soldier tell Cornel West, ironically, way back in the day when they did an interview on the Phil Donahue show? And Cornel West was making the argument back then that sometimes you have to be satisfied with what you can get. Sister Soldier turns around and tells him, I don't do all I can get. We're going to do this thing right, period. We're going to push for the correct policies that helps the most number of people, period. That's just the way it's going to be. Like, I don't know how else to express that. And now, once you have that type of eye-opening experience, that type of drive, you can't go back to eating bologna sandwiches. Once you understand that you can go out here and buy steak and cook it up and make it the way that you want it to be, you are no longer satisfied with having somebody hand you a bologna sandwich and tell you to be satisfied with that. I ain't satisfied with that. And neither should you.
I am sick and tired of the greed of corporate America and the greed of Wall Street. We need a new moral compass in this country. You know, Pope Francis talks about a moral economy, and I agree with him. That is what we need. Now, Wall Street doesn't like that idea, and I say, so what? Election, Wall Street and the other people who now run this country are going to learn a very profound lesson, and that is they will not continue to get it all.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free, and only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.